the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9, I'll be reading verse 32 through 43. And out of reverence to God, please stand as his word is read. Acts chapter 9, beginning in verse 32. As Peter was traveling from place to place, he also came down to the saints who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." And immediately he got up. So all who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. She was always doing good works and acts of charity. About that time, she became sick and died. After washing her, they placed her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples heard that Peter was there and sent two men to him who urged him, "Don't delay in coming to us." Peter got up and went with them. When he arrived, he led them to the room upstairs, or they led him to the room upstairs, and all the widows approached him, weeping and showing him the robes and clothes that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. He knelt down, prayed, and turning toward the body said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her stand up. He called the saints and widows and presented her alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Peter stayed for some time in Joppa with Simon, a leather tanner. You may be seated. Now, I have been to the place that's supposed to be the house of Simon the Tanner. And I've been up on the roof. It's doubtful that it's really the same place. It might be. It's possible. It's in the right location. And it's an old building in a crowded city on the seaport. If you want to go there, it's right next to the modern city of Tel Aviv. And Tel Aviv is a new city built by Israel. Also, the city Lydda is the international airport in Israel now is just north of where Lydda was. And so you can visit these places, or Lydda, however, if I mispronounce it. I don't know. This just reminds me of my Hebrew professor when he took a trip to Israel. And he was telling the taxi driver directions. And the taxi driver said, "Please speak in English. Your Hebrew is terrible." Okay. In our passage today, we look at several miraculous events: the healing of Aeneas and the resurrection of Dorcas, or Tabitha. Now, Tabitha is the Aramaic name, the common language, and Dorcas is the Greek name. They both mean gazelle, a graceful name. There's a purpose to these healings and resurrection. God does things and allows things to happen to get our attention. Now, there are people that try to go around doing healings that don't even necessarily understand what the problem was. Someone was telling me an example of that the other day. This guy came up to the preacher and said, "I need you to pray for my hearing." So he grabbed him by the ear, shook him a few times, said, "How's your hearing now?" He said, "I don't know. It's not till Wednesday." Thank you for that illustration. I like that one, yeah. But that's how some people view healings today. But every healing, every miracle in the Bible is always to draw attention to God, not to the person doing it. 9/11. God allowed the crashing of two airplanes into two buildings in New York City. And immediately the day after, there were signs all over the United States, God bless America. And that Sunday, people were packing the churches because God had got their attention. But the Sunday after that, the attendance was down. God had got their attention for a little while. Well, Peter was doing miraculous signs for the purpose of getting people's attention to draw them to Jesus. Now, Peter, we haven't heard much about him since chapter 5 when he was in prison. We did hear a little bit about him in chapter 8 when Philip was having this revival down in Samaria, and Peter and John were sent down to check out to see if it was real. And then they came back, and so that was in chapter 8. But now, since Saul has become a believer, the persecution had died down. Everybody was hiding a little bit, not able to openly proclaim the name of Jesus. But now Peter is going around talking about Jesus all over the place. And he's heading downhill from Jerusalem down toward the seaside. You know, it's like Monday, we'll be heading down, Lonnie and I, to the seaside down to Galveston, for the purpose of visiting the synagogues and the Christians along the way, but hopefully we'll see some. And Peter was proclaiming the gospel. And he comes to a man named Aeneas. Aeneas, and the way it phrases there, a man named Aeneas, seems to give the indication, and commentators seem to agree, that Aeneas was not a believer. He was someone that people knew about. He had been bedridden for 8 years. And Peter said, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. He doesn't say, I've come to heal you. No, he said, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed. And immediately he got up. And what was the result? All who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. They saw the miraculous sign. Now, everybody doesn't get healed all the time, even during the ministry of Jesus. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus is in the synagogue, and people are asking him to do a miracle. Jesus said to them, in the time of the prophets, in the time of Elijah, there were many widows, but Elijah only went to one. In the time of Elisha, there were many people with leprosy, but only Naaman was healed. Not everybody is healed. Paul tells Timothy, take a little wine with your water because of your constant stomach aches. He didn't say, Timothy, next time I'm there, I'll just heal you. No. He said, stop drinking unsanitary water and get the water mixed with wine. No. If there's no purification system, water can contain all kind of bacteria, but you put a little wine in it, gives that alcohol that kills, you know, the The words aren't forming quite right sometimes. That's okay. Kills the germs. Not that Paul is telling Timothy, you know, you're sick all the time, just go get drunk. No. He said, don't get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. But you got a lot of stomach problems. So purify your water instead of just drinking plain water. If you want to know where that's at, that's 1 Timothy 5:23. Aeneas is healed. And there is massive salvation of people in Lydda and Sharon because they saw the power of God and heard the message of Peter. Seeing Aeneas healed got their attention. The message from Peter pointed them in the right direction. Well, just down the road, about 3 or 4 miles, is the seaport town of Joppa. Joppa, there was a woman there named Gazelle. In Aramaic, it was Tabitha. In Greek, it was Dorcas. She was one that helped out all kind of other people, made clothes for those that needed. And they said, Peter's just a few miles up the road. Why don't you go get him? They sent for Peter. He came down. And in the house, there are people mourning and widows. Now, at this time, you had people that were professional mourners. Their job was to go where somebody had died, and they got paid to cry and weep. So that you didn't want to have somebody die and nobody crying. So sometimes you hired people. Peter didn't say, which one are you? Are you the one that's paid, or are you actually here mourning on your own? He just said, all of you get out right now. Went up to Tabitha, said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, saw Peter. Peter reached out her hand and helped her up. Then he called everybody back in. And what happened? There was a revival in Joppa. And Peter stays in Joppa for a while. Now, Peter is a guy that is very opinionated, very strong-willed, very stubborn a lot of times. When Jesus said that he's going to be persecuted and die, Peter had no problem saying, I'm not going to let that happen to you, Jesus. Remember what Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You have in mind the things of men, not the things of God. Peter, he didn't like the idea that Samaritans were Christians, could be Christians too. He had to be there to check it out. So, okay. Then once he checked it out, he went back to Jerusalem preaching in Samaria. Now, Simon was a tanner. That means he skinned animals and dealt with the skins of dead animals. That was an unclean job for a Jewish individual. If you touched a dead animal, you couldn't go to the temple until you'd been cleansed. So the fact that Peter is staying in the house of someone that not too long before that, he would have said it was unclean. I'm not going to hang out with this guy. It shows that Peter's moving in the right direction. He said, Samaritans are okay. Even Jewish people, or even Samaritans possibly, that skin animals. I can deal with that. So God's moving Peter along. Now, Sunday, in our next passage, we're going to see God breaks down the last barrier that Peter has in his mind. Because Samaritans are half Christian, are half Jewish, so Peter could accept them being saved. But what about somebody that has no Jewish heritage at all? Peter's going to encounter that situation in our next passage. But God's preparing him. for that. He's already down at Joppa in Gentile territory. Joppa was just a few miles down the coast from Caesarea, the Roman capital of Israel, where the Roman governor was. He's going to be up on the roof, taking a nap, waiting for supper, or actually waiting for lunch. You know, sort of like a lot of guys, you know, I'm hungry. I'll go lay down while somebody else makes it for me. Okay. Well, Peter was there, and God's going to get his attention. Peter did miracles that got people's attention, and he proclaimed the message. Now God's about to get Peter's attention and give him a message. But that's next sermon. You can read ahead, though, chapter 10. If you want it to, that's your choice. Or you probably already know it. If not, come on back. As they used to say, same bat time, same bat channel. Of course, I'm not going to lay with a logging circular saw about to cut me in half, and you have to wait. No. It's always Batman was about to die. But God has a message for us, and we need to share the message he's given us to others. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time we could be here. I thank you that you have given us example through Paul, through Peter, through the miracles that were performed. And the focus we need to have is directing people to you. In Jesus' name, amen.